16 years ago, Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked 4 commercial jetliners on the East Coast. They flew 2 of the planes into the Twin Towers at the World Trade Center, 1 into the Pentagon, and crashed the 4th in a Pennsylvania field. Duke Snyder from Kailua has attended every 9/11 ceremony in Honolulu. He says there was no remembrance walk this year, and the ceremonies appear to be diminishing with the passage of time.
Sadly, what I see right now is that a lot of young people don't even want to acknowledge that this ever happened. There's not enough emphasis here in Hawaii or on the mainland, history-wise, and the longer the years pass, it's not as important, not to them.
Snyder's son-in-law is a retired firefighter, his daughter a flight attendant. Nearly 3,000 people were killed and 6,000 more injured on 9/11. Angelique Fulton was 3 when the attacks occurred.
The only thing that I remember about it was learning about it in school and the people and the stories that they had to tell us about it. This is a part of history. This affected many people's lives, and it'll always be important.
Retired United Airlines flight attendant Jerry Kai says the 9/11 ceremonies are getting shorter, but like most of her colleagues, she will always remember where she was and the disbelief she felt.
We were getting ready to leave the hotel to go to the airport to come back to Honolulu. And just as I was leaving, I had the television on and I saw the Twin Towers and it didn't register.
Honolulu's first responders, fire, paramedics, and police departments, along with military and airline crew representatives, placed lei before the eternal flame at Honolulu Hale. Fire Chief Manuel Nevis says first responders will always take the time on September 11th to remember their fallen comrades, and more activities are being planned nationally and in Honolulu.
We're going to start lighting up some of the buildings throughout the city, and just as a remembrance for everybody who drives past, that they can remember the 343 firefighters that lost their lives in 9/11.
Honolulu Managing Director Roy Amemiya Jr. is acting mayor during Kirk Caldwell's trip to Japan this week. He says the remembrance walks are being scheduled at 5-year intervals, with the next one in 2021. Amemiya and his wife just visited the 9/11 Museum and Ground Zero in New York City.
There are several museums that I've been to where you realize the impact of the historic moment that took place, 9/11. It was very similar to my trip to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and the Hiroshima Peace Museum in Hiroshima.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.